The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, an inside listen on high school football in Southwest Georgia, only on the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome back in to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, right here on the Southwest Georgia Network, southwestgeorgianetwork.com, and on Twitter at SWJ Network. I'm Walter Johnson. 9 weeks down, only 3 weeks to go in this high school football regular season here in Southwest and South Georgia. And the late, great Casey Kasem, who hosted American Top 40, that weekly radio program. You're going to count down the top 40 songs. And Casey Kasem hosted that show for so many years, and he had that phrase, as the numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger, and that's obviously the case with high school football, and as the number of games and weeks remaining in the regular season continue to get smaller, and the importance of the games that are still to be played only become bigger, and I think for teams that not only want to make the playoffs but win region titles or at least finish in second place and assure themselves of a home game, and this week's games are important, and that's the same as and the same is true for teams that just want to get into the playoffs. And for others, and they're just hoping to just stop the bleeding. On this week's show, I'm going to talk a lot about Daugherty's 45-12 win. Made that 45-12 win over Monroe. Westover losing a heartbreaker. Bainbridge doing what Bainbridge does. And Thomasville winning easily. And Early County losing their first game. And also take a look at some other scores from other games and a whole lot more. And there's a big game at Hugh Mills Stadium on Thursday night. And, enough rambling. Go ahead and get started. And the obvious place to start would be at Hugh Mills Stadium on Friday night. October 14th, and the Daugherty Trojans moved to 8-0 with an easy 45-12 win over the Monroe Tornadoes, and Larry Lane led the way in the patch catching department, and he had 6 receptions for 193 yards, almost 200 yards, and a touchdown. Quarterback Cameron Davis completed 11 out of 17 passes, almost 250 yards and a touchdown. And rushed for another 100 plus yards and 3 touchdowns on 16 carries. And I think it was 10-6 at one point for Daugherty over Monroe. And then the Trojans did what many of the best teams in the state have done. And they pulled away in during that second half, 145-12. And if there was any downside to this game, and then right as the game was wrapping up inside of Hugh Mills Stadium, and there were gunshots, or the sounds of gunfire, or the sounds of gunshots were ramping up outside of Hugh Mills Stadium. And then you just listening to that radio broadcast of the game this past Friday. And then you just as that game was winding down. And the sounds, the sounds of gunshots were turning up. And it happened to outside of Hugh Mills Stadium, and fans
and spectators, band members alike, cheerleaders alike, were literally running out of the stadium. You know, trying to seek shelter. And I seriously doubt it was celebratory gunfire. Or I think there were some drive-by shootings nearby. I think in the Albany Herald reported, Albany Herald and the Albany Police Department were reporting that drive-by shooting took the life of an Albany man. I mean, it's very sad, but I think this is the world people are living in today. But still, you know, back to the game, and Doherty picked up the win over Monroe, 45-12, and the Trojans have a very short turnaround, and they'll be facing the Thomasville Bulldogs in a game that will decide the Region 1 AAA Championship, Thursday night at Humil Stadium. And more on Thomasville in just a moment. In the Thursday night contest at Humil Stadium, and it was the Westover Patriots losing yet another heartbreaker, this time to the Hardaway Hawks out of Columbus, Georgia. Final score 15-14. And you see Westover led 14-7, and the Hawks rallied in the final 2.5 minutes of the game, scoring a touchdown, and then scoring on the 2-point conversion. And that proved to be the difference for Westover. Proved to be the difference for Hardaway in victory. And with a win, Hardaway moved to 2-6 on the season. But more importantly, the Hawks got their first Region 1-4A win, moved to 1-1 in region play. And that's for the Westover Patriots. And they lose yet another heartbreaker. And, dropping to 2-6 overall, as well as remaining winless in region. 1-4A play at 0-2. And seeing the Patriots have lost so many close games. And as a matter of fact, Westover is now winless at 0-4. In games decided by 7 points or less. Seeing Westover open the season back on August 19th with a 28-21 loss to Doherty. Again, this was back on August 19th. And then the following week, the Patriots lost at Class AA Sumter County, 26-21. And also lost to Monroe, 12-7. And then the loss to Hardaway, 15-14, 1 point setback for head coach Adam Miller and the Westover Patriots. And obviously it doesn't get any easier for Westover this week, and head down to Cairo, Georgia to face the Cairo Syrup Makers on Friday night. And the amazing thing about that is, despite the fact that that they're 6-2 overall and undefeated in region 1-4A play at 2-0. And Cairo is yet to be ranked this season. And I think Cairo might have one of the best unranked teams in the state right now. 6-2 and the Syrup Makers only losses, you know, it came to Thomas County Central as well as to Thomasville. And seeing the Syrup Makers might have gotten off to a slow start, but they're playing their best football. right when it counts. I mean, toward the end of the regular season. And so, obviously, the Patriots will have their work cut out for them, heading down to Cairo to square off against the Surmakers and facing a must-win situation. The situation already wasn't serious for the Patriots. And moving right along, the other game in Region 1-4A this past week, Week 9, took place in Columbus with the Bainbridge Bearcats moving to 2-0 in Region 1-4A, as well as the 4-4 overall, with a 42-13 win over Shaw. And the Bearcats built up a lead of 42-6 going through the fourth quarter, and Shaw scored a late touchdown. But it was Bainbridge winning going away 42-13. And the Bearcats are number 7 in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution Georgia High School Football Daily Poll. And in victory, Keen Phillips rushed for 163 yards and 2 touchdowns and 10 carries, while Bo Smith finished 7 out of 11 in the passing department for 172 yards. Also, and Tavius Murphy had 4 catches, 117 yards. So, several heroes to point out for Bainbridge. And the Bearcats will enjoy a well-deserved bye week before returning to action, hosting Hardaway out of Columbus on Friday, October 28th, which will be week 11. And elsewhere in the Thomasville Bulldogs, moved to 3-0 in Region 1 AAA after crushing Columbus 56-7. And the Bulldogs are another one of those teams, despite having a winning record, still is yet to be ranked this season. And that's a big win for this big win for this Bulldogs program. Starting off at 2-3 overall, and losing to Bainbridge, and losing to Bainbridge and to Brooks County, as well as the perennial Class 5A power, Ware County. Bulldogs 56, Georgia Thomasville winning 56-7 over Columbus. And just forget about the fact that this Bulldogs team was just 2-3 in non-region games. And prior to games, prior to beginning region play, I mean, this is a Thomasville team that's much better than its overall record indicates. And Thomasville, you know, very much like Bainbridge. And, both of teams have benefited from playing a tough non-region schedule during the first half of the season. And then as they head down that all-important home stretch of the regular season and towards the playoffs. And both Bainbridge and Thomasville are picking the right time to play their best football of the season. And one more game of note to take a look back at. You got the Brooks County Trojans traveling to Blakely, Georgia, right along the Alabama border, and handing the early County Bobcats their first loss of the season as the Trojans out of Quitman, Georgia, cruised to an easy, or actually pulled away late for a 34-7 win over the Bobcats, the number one ranked team in Class Single A Division II. So, and then in Brooks County came in Brooks County is currently the number four team in Class Single A Division I, according to the AJC GHSF Daily Poll. And in the win over Early County, Chris Cole rushed for 112 yards on 15 carries, and his two fourth quarter touchdowns put the game out of reach. And Brooks County only had a 14-7 lead at the end of the three quarters. And Brooks County Early County game was another one of those contests that was much closer than the final score indicated. And as mentioned just a few seconds ago, Early County only trailed 14-7 in the fourth quarter. And then again, those three touchdowns in that final period and spelled doom for the Bobcats. Jeremiah Hutchins rushed for 94 yards in a losing effort. And the Bobcats will try to bounce back this week, hosting Eufaula, Alabama. And Eufaula is 7-2 on the season. So, the Bobcats, after almost 2 weeks removed from becoming the first team in the state to win their, to a clinch a region championship in 2022, will have another tune-up game prior to the playoffs. And so, how about some other scores from other games around the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area? Start in Region 1AA, and the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes, not only the defending state champions in Class AA's, they're also the current Purple Hurricanes are number one, the current number one team in Class AA, and the Purple Hurricanes ran their record to 7-0 on the season by running all over Jeff Davis 48-0. And Fitzgerald led 34-0 at halftime and led 492-63, a whopping 492-63 in total yards. And held Jeff Davis to just 107 passing. And Ty Solomon led Fitzgerald in rushing with 91 yards and 6 carries. And the Purple Hurricanes will hit the road this week facing the Sumter County Panthers. And seeing Sumter County lost a tough one to Dodge County, 35-14 over in Eastman, Georgia. Sumter County just 1-6 on the season. And it looks like the Panthers will be playing spoiler the rest of the season. And it'll be interesting to see how the Sumter County team will fare against Fitzgerald. And the other game in Region 1AA saw Cook outlast Berrien 45-28. And that was the obvious game of the week in that league. And Keyshawn McKeever rushed for 147 yards and a touchdown, 24 carries. Drew Polsom was 8-15 passing, 443 yards and 3 touchdowns. Ran for another 49 yards. And the one meaningful game in Region 1 Single A Division 2 saw the Miller County Pirates getting only their second win of the season, pitching a 14-0 shutout over Randolph Clay down in Colquitt, Georgia. So with the win, Miller County, and as mentioned earlier, got only its second win of the season against 5 losses, while moving to 1-2 in region, 1 single A Division 2. So the Pirates' first region win of the season. And the only other region 1 single A team in action had and the other region 1 single A team that was in action this past week for week 9 had the Bacon Community Charter School Blazers losing 48-14 to Cottondale, Alabama, and Petola Charter is having a quiet season, quietly good season, as they crushed Abbeville Christian, also from Alabama, by a score of 46-6. The Panthers getting the victory, going to 5-2. And they'll host Cottondale of Florida. I think the two Cottondales mixed up. I think this Cottondale team's from the same state, Florida. Anyways, the Petola Charter Panthers out of Edison in Calhoun County going to 5-2 on the season. And it's a shame that Petola Charter is playing a non-region schedule, which means the Panthers cannot go to the playoffs. And had they not been playing a non-region schedule, Petola Charter would be eligible for postseason play. And again, Petola Charter winning 46-6 over Abbeville Christian. And in Region 1-7A, and the Region 1-7A outlook looks this way. And the Valdosta Wildcats broke a scoreless tie wide open in the second half, scoring all 20 points in the game's final 24 minutes for a 20-0 win over Richmond Hill. And in that contest, Jordan Gatlin ran for 170 yards on 16 carries. Todd Robinson completed 12 out of 20 passes for just over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. Rushed for another 50-plus yards. Jalen Whitehead had 4 receptions, 120 yards and a touchdown. Omar White had 3 tackles for losses, and Valdosta held an opponent to 7 points or less for the 7th time in 8 tries this season. And Valdosta will hit the road, going to the coast to face Camden County. And the Wildcats are ranked 3rd in Class 7A in the AJC Georgia High School Football Daily Poll. And the team ranked just above Valdosta, the Colquitt County Packers, ran their record to 7-0. While also starting Region 1-7A play at 1-0 after crushing Camden County 49-21. Nico Fan was 17 out of 22, passing for 270 yards and 2 touchdowns. Charlie Pace rushed for 126 yards on 12 carries and scored 4 touchdowns. And Colquitt County held a 35-7 lead at halftime. And the Packers are back in action this week, hosting Lowndes and the Vikings after losing that heartbreaker to Valdosta in the most recent Wintersville Classic, 13-6 final score. The Vikings bounced back in a big way after rolling past Dunbar, Florida, 43-12. And And Lowndes was down 12-7 in the first quarter, but scored the game's final 36 points. And Marvis Parrish, their sophomore quarterback, rushed for 112 yards and 2 touchdowns on 15 carries, and then completed 9 passes out of 14 attempts for another 53 yards. And the defense also shined for Lowndes, forcing 5 turnovers. So Lowndes ranked 8th in the state in Class 7A, will head up Highway 133 towards Moultrie to face the Cauquid County Packers. And that should be one of the best games of the week throughout the state. And let's see, taking a look at some of the top games this week. Some of the big games of interest. And I'll save the big one for last here. And some of the big games on Friday night. Got the Monroe Tornadoes facing a must-win situation against the Carver Tigers, Carver Columbus. So Monroe, after starting the season 4-1 overall, all wins in non-region play, three out of those 4 wins come into Class Single A Division II teams, and Randolph beat Randolph Clay, beat Mitchell County and Seminole County, and they also knocked off fellow Albany arch rival Westover by just a 12-7 score. And after winning 4 of the first 5 games, and Monroe has lost 3 in a row, all to Region 1 to play opponents, lost 25-14 to Thomasville, 37-20 at Crisp County, and then 45-12 loss to Daugherty. And Monroe obviously needs to win this week at Hume Hill Stadium against Carver Columbus, and then they have to go to Columbus to beat the Columbus Blue Devils in their final 2 games. Even there, Monroe will need a lot of help just to get into the playoffs. And even so, Monroe can still do their part by pulling off the upset over a Carver team. It's shown some vulnerability at times, and the Tigers' only losses have been to Northeast Macon in Macon, as well as to Thomasville. And the other team here in Albany, besides Daugherty, that's in serious need of a win. And of course, will be the Westover Patriots. And as mentioned earlier, earlier in this episode, the Patriots will head down to Cairo to clash with the Cairo Surfmakers, and that's going to be a huge game. And two big games in Region 1-6A, and got the Lee County Trojans and getting back on the saddle after having their bye last week, hosting north side of Warner Robins. And the big game this week has the Houston County Bears making a long trip down to the Jackets Nest in Thomasville to take on the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets. And Thomas County Central coming in at 7-0 overall, and then defeated in Region 1-6A at 2-0. And Houston County is 6-1 overall and 1-1 in Region 1-6A, with their lone loss so far coming to Lee County at Lee County. That was on Thursday, September 29th, and a game that was moved up to a Thursday night because of Hurricane Ian. And of course, unfortunately, I said this in the past, that fortunately, no one was hurt. I mean, Hurricane Ian pretty much just blew its way through Florida. And then, went out to sea along the Atlantic Ocean, and never seriously threatened Georgia at all. And see, that Houston County, Thomas County Central game is going to be huge, especially for the Yellow Jackets, because after Houston County, Thomas County Central has to go to Lee County next week. And then Region 1AA and the Worth County Rams, just like the Lee County Trojans, are coming off of a bye week. Only difference is, Lee County is coming off a big win over Veterans in Houston County, Middle Georgia, in their last game on Worth County. And, Worth County will try to bounce back against Jeff Davis and the Rams. Fell to Fitzgerald at home in Sylvester, 42-0. So, Worth County will try to bounce back when you go to Jeff Davis. And the other game of interest has Dodge County traveling down to Adel to face Cook. And Dodge County is just 3-5 overall, but they're sitting at 500 in Region 1AA action at 2 wins and 2 losses. And Region 1 Single A Division 1, Irwin County heading down to Quitman, Georgia, to face Brooks County. And both teams set at 5-1 in Region 1 Single A Division 1 play. And seeing Brooks County. And Brooks County managed to beat Early County in Blakely, 34-7, the final score. And that was despite the fact that Brooks County hadn't played a game in almost a month since they beat Bainbridge at home, 26-18. That was on September 16th of the season of this year. So Brooks County, a host of Irwin County team, is coming off a convincing 49-8 win over Pelham in their season opener. And DeMarcus Lundy rushed for just barely over 132 yards and a touchdown on 6 attempts. Quarterback Cody Soliday, the son of head coach Casey Soliday, passed for almost 150 yards and 3 scores. And Bo Payne even returned a kickoff, 82 yards for a touchdown. So a lot of top performers for Irwin County in that game. So the big game there down in Quitman, the thriller in Quitman, if you will, or potentially Brooks County hosting Irwin County. And how about in region in Class Single A Division 2? So some of the big games of probably the top game of interest in that region, in Region 1, has the Miller County Pirates traveling over to Camilla to face the Mitchell County Eagles. And Mitchell County had a bye last week, and they'll come into that game against Miller County, send that 3-4 overall. And all alone in second place in Region 1 Single A Division 2 at 2-1. And Miller County going to 2-5. And Miller County coming into the game at Mitchell County at 2-5 overall. And 1-2 in Region 1 Single A Division 2. And also, you got in Seminole County visiting Randolph Clay. And Terrell County will head down the road to the northern half of Mitchell County to do battle with the Bakenton Community Charter School Blazers, or just Bakenton for short. And Bakenton is just 1-5 over. Bakenton is just 1-5 on the season, and winless in region play at 0-3. Ontario County is 2-5 overall and 1-2 in Region 1 Single A, Division 2. Also, you have Clinch County traveling to Ashburn, Georgia, and trouncing Turner County 42-18 in Lear County at last week off. And the Bulldogs out of Lakeland, Georgia will host the Turner County Titans, who are just 1-7 overall and 0-2 in Region 2, Single A Division 2. And also, you mentioned the Deerfield Windsor Knights. While I'm at it, then they'll often talk the GIAA, but Deerfield Windsor traveled over to Tifton County, just north of Tifton, in the tiny town of Chula. And the Knights snapped a two-game losing streak with a 42-21 win over Tifton area. And with the win, Deerfield Windsor moves to 6-2 overall, as well as the 2-1 in District 3 AAA play, actually. And the district or region that Deerfield is in consists of teams from separate different classifications. So Deerfield actually competes in Region 3, 4A, and AAA. And in, I think Deerfield is in Class AAA, and some of the other teams are one classification higher, Class 4A. So don't imagine how that actually works. And of course, then probably should wrap it up with the big game on Thursday night at Hugh Mills Stadium, with the Daugherty Trojans hosting the Thomasville Bulldogs. And Daugherty coming in undefeated at 8-0 on the season, and then except for a couple of comebacks here and there, Daugherty has pretty much dominated the competition throughout the season, and setting at 8-0 overall, and they're 3-0 in Region 1 AAA with the top game against Thomasville, as well as their contest in Columbus against Carver, still left to play. So we got Thomasville this week, and then a visit to Carver next week to finish the regular season for Daugherty. And the Trojans will try to do something that hasn't been done in almost three decades. Finish a regular season undefeated. But like the saying goes, one game at a time. And like another saying goes, first things first. So, and Daugherty, despite making that deep playoff run last year, was in wound up finishing third after losing to Bainbridge and Cairo in Region 1 4A last season. Finished the regular season 8-2, and then Daugherty pulled off a couple of upset wins on the road before losing to Carver Columbus 16-14. And that was in the Class 4A quarterfinals. And then Carver would then go on to lose to Benedictine of Savannah for the 4A championship. So obviously, Daugherty wants a little revenge for last year's loss to Carver. But they'll have to take on a Thomasville team that's much better, as I said, than their overall record indicates, sitting at 5-3 overall. But the more important numbers, as I mentioned before, are 3-0 and defeated in Region 1 AAA play. So I think that game obviously will come down to which team can execute, which team can make the big plays, which team can avoid the fewest mistakes or make the fewest mistakes. I mean, that's going to be a huge game on Thursday, October 20th of 2022, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Hugh Mills Stadium in Albany, Georgia. The Daugherty Trojans versus the Thomasville Bulldogs. And on that note, and that's going to wrap up this installment The High School Football Roundup Podcast for the week beginning Monday, October 17th, 2022. And once again, a reminder to listen to this and previous episodes of the High School Football Roundup Podcast online on the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also on Twitter at SWGA Network. Also on Spotify and Anchor and anchor.fm/SWGA Network or wherever you get or download your podcasts. So I'm Walter Johnson, and that's going to do it. Hope you have a safe rest of your week. We have a good and safe rest of your week. May the best and or your favorite team win. Thank you. God bless you. And goodbye.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.